It's the Krusty Comedy Classic.
Hey, hey! It's great to be back at the Apollo Theater, and... KKK, that's not good. Now I'd like to introduce a new feature never before seen on TV. Dumb pet tricks. Oh, boy. Here's a dog that's been trained to catch this red rubber ball. Gah! Oh! Somebody shoot it! Somebody shoot it!
These specials get worse every year.
I'll see what else is on. Hey, where's the remote?
Hello! Hello! Stupid cordless phone! I'll try the old-fashioned model. Ah, that's better. How you doing, Gertie?
And now our parody of Mad About You, entitled Mad About Shoe. Give me a kiss, baby. No tongue. Oh, you're not gonna like our NYPD shoe sketch. It's pretty much the same thing.
Ma, could you get me some milk?
Can't you get it yourself?
No, that's okay. I'll just go without liquid.
Oh, all right, I'll get you milk.
Thank you.
Does anyone else want anything while I'm up?
No.
No.
Marge, give me a beer.
Mom?
What?
There's a hair in my soup, but I'll just eat around it.
What kind of hair?
Well, it's blue, 6 feet long.
Ew!
It's my hair. Excuse me.
Your mother seems really upset about something. I better go have a talk with her during the commercial.
Now let's hear it for a great American, former President Gerald Ford.
Thank you, Krusty, for inviting me.
Well, all the good presidents turned us down.
Oh, well, I'd like to talk about a subject that is very important to me. The Boy Scouts of America have molded men for over 100 years. And what are you?
How's your wife, Nancy?
Betty.
Who cares?
Oh, Marge, I just had a couple of beers. Ew.
Give me a head with hair. Long, beautiful hair. Shining, gleaming, streaming, flaxen, waxing. Give me down to there. Shoulder length longer. Here, baby, there, mama. Everywhere, daddy, daddy, hair.
Marge, I was just watching women's volleyball on ESPN. Come on, there's no need for that Baba Mabushka.
All right, but don't be shocked.
Oh, there's no way I could...
Homie, I'm losing my hair.
No, sweetie, don't worry about a thing. I'll teach you to comb it over so no one can tell. Just like my hair.
Mrs. Simpson, there's no physical reason why your hair should be falling out. This thing has me buffaloed.
Phone call, Mrs. Simpson, lines 1 and 2.
Oh, I need a glass of milk.
Me too.
I think the problem may be stress.
I was just with Dr. Hibbert. He said I was under a lot of stress and should get some help.
Marge, whatever it takes to make you well, we'll do it.
Well, I was thinking we could hire a nanny to help me out.
A nanny?
But how am I supposed to pay for that?
We'll find a way. Mom has made so many sacrifices for us, it's time we gave up something for her. I'll stop buying Malibu Stacy clothing.
And I'll take up smoking and give that up.
Good for you, son. Giving up smoking is one of the hardest things you'll ever have to do. Have a dollar.
But he didn't do anything.
Didn't he, Lisa? Didn't he? Hey, wait a minute. He didn't!
Homie, please, I never ask for much, but this is something I really need.
All right, Marge, I'll get you your nanny. And to pay for it, I'll give up the Civil War Recreation Society I love so much.
Well, Homer's out. We gotta find a new General Ambrose Burnside.
And I'm not too crazy about our Stonewall Jackson.
The South shall come again.
Hello, I'm Mrs. Pennyfeather. I understand you're looking for a nanny.
Pleased to meet you.
Wait a minute, Marge. I saw Mrs. Doubtfire. This is a man in drag! You're phony! Fakey, phony fraud! Give me those!
Homer, if you're going to do this to every applicant, we're never going to find one.
Sorry.
Hello, I'm Mrs. Periwinkle.
I'm here about the nanny job. I'll keep a watchful eye on your kids, and if they get out of line, pow!
I like him.
Thanks. And where'd he keep the liquor?
I hide a bottle of schnapps in the baby's crib.
I'm sorry, young man. You're not what we're looking for.
Killing me, you blue-haired witch.
I heard that. I guess we're not going to find anyone.
We have our own suggestions for the new nanny. Would you like to hear them?
You have my undivided attention.
Well, I'd like to hear your suggestions.
Maestro, if you please. If you wish to be our sitter, please be sweet and never bitter. Help us with math and book reports. Might I add, eat my shorts.
Bart! Just cutting through the treacle.
If Maggie's fussy, don't avoid her.
Let me get away with Moiter.
Teach us songs and magic tricks.
Might I add, no fat chicks.
Homer!
The nanny we want is kindly and sage.
And one who will work for minimum wage.
Hurry, nanny, things are grim.
I'll do it!
Anyone but him.
Well, that's nice, kids. But I don't know where we're going to find anyone like that.
Woo, woo, woo!
Hello, I'm Sherry Bobbins.
Did you say Mary Pop?
No, I definitely did not. I'm an original creation like Ricky Rouse and Monald Muck. Now, as your nanny, I'll do everything from telling stories to changing diapers.
Put me down for one of each. Now, Miss Bobbins, if you want this job, you're going to have to answer a few questions. First, do you have any bad habits?
No, I'm practically perfect in every way.
Well, so am I. Okay, question two. Who was your last employer?
Lord and Lady Huffington of Sussex.
Arch, do we know them?
No.
Come on, isn't he the guy I've always... The black guy.
That's Carl.
Oh, yeah. So, you work for Carl, eh?
I have a question. Pop quiz, Hotshot. I'm supposed to be doing my homework, but you find me upstairs reading a play, dude. What do you do? What do you do?
I make you read every article in that magazine, including Norman Mailer's latest claptrap about his waning libido.
Oh, she is tough.
Sherry Bobbins, you're just what we're looking for.
Very well. Come along, children.
My, she seems too good to be true.
I'll say, her butt whacks the banister.
Oh, I can see myself.
All right, children, let's clean up this room.
Oh, man,
do we have to?
Now, I know a little secret that will make the job go twice as fast. If there's a task that must be done, don't turn your tail and run. Don't pout, don't sob, just do a half-assed job. Cut every corner, it is really not so bad. Everybody does it, even Mom and Dad. If nobody sees it, then nobody gets mad.
It's the American way.
Oh,
policeman on the beat needs some time to rest his feet.
Fighting crime is not my cup of tea.
And the clerk who runs the store can charge a little more for meat.
For meat.
And milk.
And milk.
From 1984. If you cut every corner, you'll have more time for play.
It's the American way.
Yo, Sherry Bobbins.
I picked you some posies, Sherry Bobbins.
Oh, thank you, Nelson.
Aw, jeez.
I'm a maniac, maniac, that's for sure. And I'm dancing like I've never danced before.
Gah!
That's the stuff. Yeah. Thank you, you ungrateful boss.
Sherry Bobbins, is that you?
Hello, Willie.
You'd know her?
Hey, Sherry Bobbins and I were engaged to be wed back in the old country. Then she got her eyesight back. Suddenly the ugliest man in Glasgow wasn't good enough for her.
It's good to see you, Willie.
That's not what you said the first time you saw me.
Extra, extra, Ripper strikes in Whitechapel.
Boy for sale! Boy for sale!
Is this legal, man?
Only here and in Mississippi.
Oh, Sherry Bobbins, this is ever so much fun.
With you, every day is Guy Fawkes Day.
Humbug.
Oh, Mr. Burns, I think you'll find all life's problems just float away when you're flying a kite.
Balderdash. This is the silliest load of poo. Look at it fly. Look at me, Smithers. I feel practically super-duper-fragically-extra. What's this strange sensation in my chest?
I think your heart's beating again.
Oh, that takes me back. God bless you, Sherry Bobbins.
That Sherry Bobbins is a miracle worker. The kids love her, the house is spotless, and my hair's grown back. It's so full and thick it can support a beach umbrella.
Come to bed, Marge.
Ooh.
No, no. Leave it in.
It's 8 o'clock, children. Time for bed.
But we're not sleepy.
Sing us a song, Sherry Bobbins.
Yes, yeah, sing us a song.
I've been singing you songs all day. I'm not a bloody jukebox. Oh, all right.
In front of a tavern, flat on his face, a booze hound named Barney is pleading his case.
Buy me a beer, $2 a glass, come on. Help me, I'm freezing my ass. Buy me brandy, a snifter of wine. Who am I kidding? I'll drink turpentine.
Move it, you drunk, or I'll blast your rear end.
I found $2.
Then come in, my friend.
And so let us live on this heartwarming scene.
Can I be a booze hound?
Not till you're 15.
More kippers, Mum?
Oh, thank you.
Ooh,
I can't get enough of this blood pudding.
The secret ingredient is blood.
Blood? Ugh. I'll just stick to the brain and kidney pie, thank you.
I believe my work here is done.
Thank you for everything.
We'll miss you, Sherry Bobbins.
You've changed me as well. I'm no longer the money-driven workaholic I once was.
I love you all. To think I'll never hear their sweet voices again. Oh. Just unpack my things.
I think we got our umbrella sweat! Whee! I never felt so alive!
Little more. Little more. Little more. Too much. Take it back.
Welcome back to Before They Were Famous. We all know Rainer Wolfcastle is the star of the blockbuster McBain movies, but here's his first appearance in a commercial in his native Austria.
Mein Bratwurst has a first name, it's F-R-I-T-C. Mein Bratwurst has a second name, it's S-C-H-N-A-C-K-E-N-P-F-E-F-F-E-R-H-A-U-S-E-N.
Jerry Bobbin, I want another beer.
Well, you know, Homer. If there's a job that must be done, you'll find it's much more fun.
You'll find it's even more fun if you get it for me.
But the beer will taste more sweet if you get up off your seat.
Lady, the man asked for a beer, not a song.
Don't rate me for so.
Now let's take a look at a young Charles Bronson's brief stint replacing Andy Griffith in The Andy Griffith Show.
Where's Otis? He's not in his cell.
I shot him.
Well, that's... What?
Now I'm going down to Emmett's Fix-It Shop to fix Emmett.
Bart Simpson, this room is a frightful mess.
I'll get right on it.
Bart, don't you remember? Cleaning up can be a game.
I got a better game. It's called Whipping Cupcakes.
Special guest director, Quentin Tarantino.
Yes, I'm stuck in the middle with you. And I'm wondering what it is I should do. It's so hard to keep the smile from my face. Losing joy and I'm all over the place.
What I'm trying to say in this cartoon is that violence is everywhere in our society. You know, it's like even in breakfast cereals, man.
Don't sit in front of that telly like a fly stuck in a toffee. It's a great big world out there.
Been there, done it.
I know. We could have a tea party on the ceiling.
Shh, TV.
Oh, you people will be the death of me. Wasted away again in Margaritaville.
Searching for my lost shaker of salt. Oh, here it is. Oh, that poor woman.
We've crushed her gentle spirit.
You people should be ashamed of yourselves.
Sherry, you did the best you could, but you can't change this family. Neither can I. From now on, I'm just going to sit back and enjoy the ride.
But haven't I taught you people anything?
Nope.
Nope.
Nope. Nope.
So you like it this way?
Indubitably. Around the house, I never lift a finger. As a husband and father, I'm subpar. I'd rather drink a beer than win Father of the Year. I'm happy with things the way they are.
I'm getting used to never getting noticed. I'm stuck here till I can steal a car.
The house is still a mess, and I'm going bald from stress. But we're happy just the way we are.
They're not perfect, but the Lord says, love thy neighbor.
Shut up, Flanders.
oakley-doakley-doo.
Don't think it's sour grapes, but you're all a bunch of apes.
Superman!
Do you think we'll ever see her again?
I'm sure we will, honey. I'm sure we will.